We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To a big Monday night wild card of viewing party tonight, Evan.
Where and are you going?
I'm definitely not going.
Why?
Can't go. Can't go?
Why?
Because I like to watch at home.
I'm with you.
Plus, Stu Feiner invited me.
Oh,
here's how he tried to get me to go.
Is Giannotti going to be there?
I don't think so. I think that relationship's dead.
They haven't fixed it yet?
10 pounds of beef tenderloin, 10 pounds of sesame fillets. I have no idea what that is. 20 chicken breasts, 4 dozen full wings, mac and cheese, fries, mashed potatoes, corn, cream, spinach, potato pancakes, cornbread, and apple pie.
And you said no?
I said no to
that. I'm stunned by this.
Well, I I didn't hear about any blue cheese.
You have shown an amazing restraint over the last few days. I made you offers. Hey, if the Nets win, I'll give you free food, free lunch. And you turned it down because you're a Knick fan. Now you're turning down all this food from Stu Feiner. Like, for whatever reason.
Well, because there's going to be randoms there. And I just don't need that in my life. I don't need that in my life. By the way, it's kind of a Fugazi invitation in that he invited everybody he knows.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
So you don't feel special.
And then he encouraged me to invite everybody I know. So it's like, you didn't want to just watch the game with me.
Right.
You wanted to watch the game with everybody you know.
Yeah, it doesn't feel personal at all.
Because it dawned on you that you've ordered too much food.
That's where it came from?
And you can only eat filet for like a day or two, maybe.
And that's why the first person he called is Craig.
Yeah.
Like, he'll gobble up 20% of it.
He must have figured, oh, that guy's got a reputation. Now he'll come over for free filet.
Bring him in.
So I respectfully said
I've also noticed this in selling my Met tickets and Net tickets through the years. I don't think people want to go out on Mondays. You just had a whole weekend. Monday is one of those nights where it's very difficult to motivate yourself to go out. And I've noticed that. Like, when I sell my Met tickets during the season of games I can't go to, Monday is always the weakest day of the year.
I wouldn't use the Monday Met game for this conversation because it's a Monday Met game.
Like, okay.
It's a big deal.
A Monday
Met
game.
Like, this is an event.
I've noticed that.
Like, a wild card playoff game we've never had before. It's another excuse to get together and drink and meet girls and watch football.
Yeah, but
like,
you're less
totally
like
than a Monday night Met game.
No. It's still similar in that you're less likely to go out on a Monday than you are on a Sunday or a Saturday, especially if you just went out on a Saturday or a Sunday.
See, it's funny.
What?
You're viewing life through a skewed prism now because you have young kids at home.
Yes.
Like, when's the last time you and your wife just went out on a Monday night for
going out? I never liked going out on Monday nights for that reason. Well, I just went out on Saturday and Sunday.
If I was single and 22 and someone invited me to a house party with 10 pounds of filet, unlimited marijuana, and booze, and the chance there might be girls there, guess what?
The chance,
I'd be there.
The chance that there might be girls there?
Well, that's my problem with Stu. It's going to be a sausage fest.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of guys that work at Barstool who've never seen a naked woman before. I don't need to hang out with those people. Yeah, I'm advanced. That's all.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's it. Here's Ryan in Shelton, Connecticut. Ryan, what do you got?
You know, thanks for taking the call, guys. Giving me a chance to redeem myself after last week. You said I had the worst call of the week.
Yeah, you did. You embarrassed yourself last week, but it's a new week and it's a new call. Go ahead.
Well, what I wanted to say is, as a Giants fan, I look at it this off season, and they remind me of that ex that is trying to convince you they've changed with some of their actions. But
okay. As
you guys pointed out last week, you know, with the Chris Mara sitting in on the GM interviews, the whole thing with Gettleman and this retirement. If I was John Mara, Steve Tisch kind of came out and did what I would have hoped John Mara did. John Mara should have came out and said, Dave Gettleman can call the retirement. Regardless, he wasn't going to be back. You know, they wished him well and everything.
You're nitpicking. That's nitpicking.
But, It's you're looking for signs of true change.
Well, you're going to see whole... you're going to see it based on who they hire, not how they fire someone.
Wait, so your issue with the Giants and why you don't think they've changed is how they treated Gettleman on the way
attitude.
Out?
No. Is their attitude? Gettleman is a sign. I think with Chris Mara sitting in on the interviews.
Yeah.
The GM,
the Chris Mara thing's fine point. I agree with you on that. That's concerning.
I'm sorry. With all due respect, Ryan, I can't. Ryan, you have to. Can you do me a solid just on a personal level? Can you pronounce his name the way we pronounce his name, or else I can't hear it?
Dave Gettleman?
No. What's Chris's last name?
Chris Mara.
No, I can't have
Mara.
Yeah,
there it is.
Every time you say Mara, I want to stab myself.
Well, don't do that.
Because you know where this is going, Ryan. You're looking.
I don't
want to
be the worst.
You know, he's afraid. You know
I'll
where
take
this is
second
going.
Worst call.
No. You know where it's going. You know, I hate to say it. We're only 2 hours into the show now. You know, we have the TV audience, SNY. Thank you, Grubhub. But as of this moment in time, you are 2 for 2, kid. You are two for two. Maybe next week. Go for the trifecta.
This poor guy.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row, the worst caller.
Like, why can't you say Mara? That's his name.
That's an easy name to pronounce.
It's not Mora.
I mean, this isn't, Travis Darnold or Sam Darnold and confusing the names. This is not that.
How do people confuse Sam Darnold's name? Darnold?
Yeah. There was a lot of Darnold. No, I've said it correctly.
Al from Paramus has checked in with me online.
Let me guess, he's mad at you.
He's mad at you.
Why?
Alfred Paramus loves me. I don't know who he is.
I don't think he does.
He adores me.
But before you say anything, I remember an Al from Paramus being a diehard Patriots fan who used to call in and was like such a Patriots fanboy.
Yeah.
So before you tell me why he's mad at me, is it related to the great Bill Belichick?
No, it's related to you and Joe Beningo. Screaming and yelling and hanging up at him at the top of your lungs.
From Mike McCarthy.
When he said McCarthy stunk and you guys wanted McCarthy.
Ow. I can't make this more clear. I can't make it more clear. I was wrong about Mike McCarthy, and Joe probably feels the same way if you ask him. Okay? We were wrong. It's okay to be wrong. And I'm glad that the Jets didn't hire him, even though they did hire Adam Gase. What a disaster that was. Like, yes, Al, in that case, you were right.
All you got to do is Hard Knocks. I'm telling you, go back and watch Hard Knocks this preseason. Mike McCarthy came across like a stooge.
Did you want Mike McCarthy to coach the Jets?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people did.
Yeah.
And it was for a very simplistic reason, which was not only did they win, but you could have looked at the development of Aaron Rodgers and said, hey, he was a big part of that development. And by the way, that still may be true. But the point is, his coaching over the last 2 years in Dallas has left a lot to be desired.
Breaking news, J.J. Watt, who tore his labrum, I know what that's like, and underwent shoulder surgery. I'm a man. I don't get surgery. Was officially activated off the IR today, and he will be playing in tonight's wild card game against the Rams. You know why? Because it's all about J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt.
That's ego personified.
Yeah, look,
right there.
I'll say this as nicely as I can.
Guys have played in 3 months.
J.J. Watt is not really good anymore. And he really hasn't been good
His brother's pretty damn good.
Well, his brother's awesome. J.J.'s a Hall of Famer. All right, he was all pro like how many times? 6 times? The guy was amazing. He was a beast for a 4-year period. He hasn't been good in 3 years. I mean, that's the bottom line with J.J. He's not good anymore. Did you want an answer to that question, by the way? Because I gave it thought.
I don't believe I asked the question.
You did.
Oh, what question did I ask? Oh, could Daniel Jones ever become Jimmy Garoppolo? Your answer, sir.
Yeah, because if you look at Jimmy's success with San Francisco, it's happened in a perfect situation. It's happened with an elite run game. It's happened with protection from his line. And it's happened with him being asked to do very little. If you look at what Jimmy did in 19 and 21, because 20 was a lost year, and even I'm willing to kind of throw it away. Okay. It was a lost year,
it's fair to everybody.
And I'm being nice to Garoppolo by doing that. But you look at those 2 years, successful seasons. He wasn't asked to do that much. And so if you're asking me, hey, if you put Daniel Jones in an ideal situation with a great run game where he's throwing the third fewest passes of any team in the NFL, can they win? Sure. Yeah. But that's not what I want. That's not what you want. That's not what Giant fans want. I'm not looking for that.
We want a leader. We want a stud.
I want a star. I want a guy that I can truly count on in a big spot and win a championship with. I want a franchise quarterback. That's what I want. And save the Eli bashing for later. Daniel Jones becoming Jimmy Garoppolo is not the goal. Nor is Jimmy Garoppolo being Jimmy Garoppolo the goal. The goal is a franchise quarterback. Neither are.
Collins in Wyckoff, New Jersey. Colin, what's cooking, buddy?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Listen, Giants and Jets fans, save your calls. You're irrelevant for a reason. Jets are heading in the right direction. Giants are in no direction. Last night's game, Dallas-San Fran, you should be embarrassed to say it was okay to throw stuff at the refs. That was Dak Prescott.
Yeah, he's going to get
irrelevant. Irrelevant.
He's going to be fine for it. Yeah.
You lost that game because you're paying guys 6-7 figures jumping offside 3-4 times.
Yep.
You made your own mental mistakes, gentlemen. That's why you're going home. Money doesn't buy you character.
Yeah, listen, 15 penalties, and every time they threw a flag, I said to Evan a couple hours ago, I was like, you got to be kidding me. There's no way that team in this type of game just committed another penalty, and then they showed the replay, and bang,
every
great
time,
call.
Every time. Like, that illegal hands to the face on 3rd and 12, you're like, oh, my God, how did they commit a penalty?
I watched that game, and those refs, I thought the refs did a great job. I thought they called as little as possible. They had to call what was played.
Look, I think the question I'd ask a Cowboy fan is, specifically with some of the brutal penalties that killed you on third downs, extending a drive or holding penalties or pre-snap penalties, which one did you point to and say, hey, that was egregious? Because it really wasn't.
I thought they were good calls.
I thought they were great calls. And not for nothing, Evan, give J.J. Watt a lot of credit coming off trying to – he knows he has to win tonight. This is why they
signed. It's a weird thing to me. Listen, a guy that comes back from injury is always a feel-good story, so I want to acknowledge that. And we've all heard, you know, the stories time and time again about the loneliness of rehabbing from injury and the dedication, especially when you're an older player at the end of his rope career-wise. But there's something about it that, in this particular case, that just kind of reeks of, it's all about me. Now, we have no idea how much they're going to play him. I can't imagine he's in every down, but there's no way that's going to happen.
Right.
And maybe he makes a big play and gets one sack when you need it. That changes the outcome of the game. But the Cardinals have gotten where they're at without him.
No, he's name value only. That's
right.
All he is.
So is it about you and the fact that you have one last shot to being a playoff game?
Look, he's on the
roster. Or is it about the team?
He's on the roster. He wants to play. And I get it. This is a guy that's missed postseason games because he's been injured in the past. Like, I respect that he wants to play.
Says no to him, he gets what he wants?
He's on the team. Like, he's on the roster. If they had no use for him, they could have
He had to be activated, right?
Right, but he's rehabbing from an injury and he wants to come back.
And hopefully he's fine and he makes a big play for them, all good.
Look, I'm just pointing out he's not any good. Like, he hasn't been good in years. And a lot of that has to do with, obviously, the health issues he's faced. He's a Hall of Fame player. Like, to me, J.J. Watt's a Hall of Famer for playing that Hall of Fame game. He just hasn't been that guy in 2.5, 3 years.
And well, listen, it's a good little side story to it. If J.J. Watt has an impact on tonight's game, then, well, the Rams did something terribly wrong.
Do you care who wins tonight? You got a rooting interest?
I have to say I don't. You know, because there's a certain parts of both teams that I'm rooting for. I like Kyler Murray a lot.
Right.
I'd like to see him do well.
Right.
I'm also a big Matthew Stafford fan.
I know.
I want to see Matthew Stafford, you know, shed the ghosts of can't win a playoff game.
Well, he's 0-3 in the playoffs. The facts are the facts. Now, he hasn't had the greatest team around him, and that should be acknowledged.
Right.
I think every one of those playoff games were on the road.
I also want to see Odell Beckham have a big game. Like, it's a weird thing. Like, I'm conflicted in this game because I don't dislike either team.
Right.
I don't have a rooting interest against either team. And there are certain guys on both teams I want to see do well.
With all due respect, you have a blind spot.
What's that?
The blind
spot. Players.
The blind spot is there are a few people out there. I am one of them. Big Mac is one of them. Who are watching this game with a specific interest in mind that you did not bring up.
Because you're probably gambling.
No. Has nothing to do with gambling.
Oh, okay.
The specific interest is.
Hold on. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Okay.
I want to see if you and Big Mac are on the same page.
Oh, we're on the same page.
Hey, Big Mac, what's the specific aspect of tonight's game that you're watching that I am not watching? But Evan is.
Oh, yes.
You have no idea.
Read my mind. What about
tonight?
Don't
cheat.
I'm not cheating.
Other than the idea that we'd be competing for the pick segment and lunch.
No, that's nothing to do with that. We both made the... Oh, yeah, we haven't picked yet, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. He has no idea.
You have no idea?
Let me try and think.
See, you guys are not in lockstep.
There is something about tonight's game like as a scout almost, that I care strongly about that you would too. And I'll give you a little hint.
Go ahead.
The winner of tonight's game goes where?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
I got you. We're looking at this game
to
see if one of these teams can emerge as a possibility to knock Tom Brady the hell out of here.
Yes. We want the team that's better suited to knock off Brady to win tonight.
That is so sad to me.
Why is that sad?
Tom Brady lives rent-free in your heads.
Yeah.
That's sad to me. You guys need therapy.
Why?
That you're watching tonight's game, take gambling aside.
No gambling.
Maybe you play it or not.
Maybe I will, but as of now, no.
But the focus for you is, as I watch tonight's game, which one of these teams do I think has the better chance of beating Brady?
Yes.
Yes.
That's so sad.
Why?
Tom Brady owns you.
Dude, I want him out. I'm done. I got the Patriots out. I feel good about that. Yeah. I want Tom Brady out. I don't want to have to deal with another week of watching Tom Brady and Gronk and all that crap. And all the GOAT. The GOAT did this. The GOAT. I get he's the GOAT. Trust me. I have great respect for him. I'm just done. I'm done watching it. Huh. So.
Wow, that's so sad.
The team that wins.
And you feel the same way, Big Mac, or no?
100%.
You do. Yeah. So you're in lockstep with Evan. You didn't know what it was, but now that he said it, he's right.
I guessed it before, but it took me a second, but yes.
So you will watch tonight's game trying to figure out, okay, as I watch these two teams play, which one of these teams, regardless of who wins, I want the team to win being the team that I think has the best chance of going to Tampa beating Brady.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so sad.
And look, what frustrates
me. It's like mental midgetry.
Well, that's fine. What frustrates me is I don't know which way to go. Like the Arizona Cardinals of the first 11 weeks, bring it up.
Sure.
But they've played like crap for 6-7 weeks since Kyler came back from his injury. And then you got Matthew Stafford. I can't trust Matthew Stafford, Craig. I know you can. I can't. So I don't know what I want.
So it's so funny. It's so like, in a weird way, you view the negative through the game through these negative lenses.
Yeah.
Right? A dislike for Tom Brady.
That's correct. Yeah.
And I view the game as I'm so eager to see guys I like play well.
Yeah.
Like, I hope this game is 35-31, final possession, Odell Beckham one-handed grab in the corner of the end zone. That type of game.
Why do you want Odell Beckham to be a hero?
Because I think Odell Beckham should still be a New York Giant.
Well, that will tick off Giant fans. I think some Giant fans.
Like, Odell Beckham might be the greatest player we ever kicked out of this town.
Oh, come on.
It's possible.
Come on.
And I understand why we did it the time we did. That's probably Gettleman's only positive move, according to Giant fans.
I'm going to think of other guys.
But I think Odell Beckham might be the single greatest athlete. Well, I mean, obviously,
Since we're on 660, Fran Tarkenton. Guy was a Hall of Famer, and they kicked him out to the curb. What'd they get back for him?
Yeah, Mets traded Nolan Ryan.
Well, are we doing other things other than the Giants? Because obviously there are plenty of examples.
Yeah.
No, I think we have to just do Giants.
Yeah, Fran Tarkenton. I'm going with that one.
Yeah, so Fran, so we're not going to keep it modern day.
We're on 660 today, Craig.
We're going to go back to the 1950s. Is that what we're going to do?
It was the 70s. Yeah, it was not the
50s. The Purple People Eaters. Okay. There you go.
JPP was a hell of a town. Still going strong right now for Tampa.
JPP, I don't count there because of the drama around him.
BJ Hill had a good game on Saturday.
No, how about Justin Pugh is still active playing well? There's a lot of examples of that.
Those aren't even close.
To what?
To Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham Jr. Hasn't been. Hey, you know
He's the greatest player
Craig,
you guys have ever got rid
of. I'll take this a step forward and tell me if I'm wrong here. The Giants have missed Justin Pugh more than they've missed Odell Beckham Jr.
Incorrect.
Really? What's the Giants' biggest issue the last few years?
Listen, I'm not playing into your hands
because I'm a winning hand.
You know, just because you have a lousy offensive line.
Yes!
Doesn't mean if I give you an average offensive lineman that you win the
argument. Yeah, I don't even know if I'd agree with you.
Really? Yeah, of course not.
Beckham made game-breaking plays that won games.
What has he done since?
Average offensive
what has he done since? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. That's you misread my point.
What are they're missing what those guys brought.
Since
Beckham brought wins. No,
you're still
offensive plays.
Okay, you're still missing my point. Since they've been gone, who have they missed the most? That's my point. Not what did they do here. Odell was a very good Giant. That's not my argument. Since they've been gone, who do they miss more?
877-337-6666. So I'm rooting for him. I know you guys all hate Odell. He did nothing to make you hate him. You know, nothing at all.
I do not hate Odell.
He's one of the most underappreciated stars this town has ever had.
I'll be rooting for him.
And I'll say
tonight.
This, in any sport.
Odell Beckham Jr. has not been as good away from the Giants as he was with the Giants.
You know, you're gonna.
That's true.
You know, Odell Beckham. I agree with you on that.
Thank you.
You know, Odell Beckham is to. No, I don't want to say it.
Say it.
It's gonna get you angry.
Say it.
I'm gonna make you angry.
I don't care. Say it. Does it have anything to do with Kevin Durant's knee?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Good. Then go ahead.
Odell Beckham was kind of like the Giants' DeGrom.
Oh, that doesn't make me mad. That makes me feel bad for you. That's one of the stupidest
best player on a bad
that's
team.
That's one of the stupidest. Yeah. Jacob DeGrom pitched in the World Series. Yeah. Jacob DeGrom pitched game 5 winner take all against the Dodgers. See, yeah, I'm not mad. I mean, look mad. Yeah. I'm not mad. I feel bad for you to make a comment as dumb as that.
Paul's in Buffalo. Paul, what do you got?
Craigie, it's so good to be in the Bills Mafia right now. We have rostered players coming to our stadium shirtless. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, did you guys see that? Ryan Fitzpatrick showed up in Buffalo and took off his shirt with the other wackadoos out there in 0-degree weather. That was awesome.
So this is the question, Craig.
Yeah,
we know your loyalty is always for sale. Why don't you jump on board with the Bills now? Because the Keebler LP might be good, but it's years before your Jets are going to be good.
Well,
roll the AFC East train with us for the next 5 years. And when you guys get a quarterback 5 years from now, you can go back to the Jets.
You said my fandom is for sale. Are you offering something?
Yeah, you get to watch the best player in the world, Josh Allen, every week and cheer
for
him.
Well, you know,
There's nothing better.
I lived that life once. I lived in Buffalo. I was at the game where the Buffalo Bills came back and beat the Houston Oilers. Thank you, Warren Moon. I was in the end zone for that game and saved
Frank
the
Reich
hot dog
Andre
I had that
Reed,
game.
3 times.
Say that again?
Frank Reich to Andre Reed,
yes,
3 times in
was,
that game.
I was sitting in the end zone where Steve Christie made the kick in that game, and I dated a Buffalo Jill many, many years ago. So,
good for you, brother.
Well, and then Jim Kelly reminded me that if she's attractive and single, no one's allowed to come near her other than Jim Kelly, prior to his marriage, of course. Yeah, I'm going to pass on that. I appreciate the offer. The Buffalo Bills fan has more fun than any fan base in any sport right now. So I have great appreciation for them. And having lived in that great city for 7 months, I get it, but I can't do it.
Why?
Because I'm a Jet fan.
Yeah, but as our last caller pointed out, you have sold your fandom out many
times.
Yeah,
but he didn't offer me nothing.
He offered you a chance to jump through a table as a Bill fan.
Yeah, I need more than that.
You have a chance to see a team win a Super
Bowl. Now, if he was smart, wings for a year, I'm your Huckleberry.
I would have pulled it off.
Yeah. He offers me wings for a year. Then we can
negotiate.
It.
You have to admit, jumping through a table looks appealing.
I would never do that
stage
of my life.
I would do that. Like, if that was a Jet thing, I'd be all over it.
You'll do that?
I would do that. I'm not a Bill fan. So
I would do that, period, stop.
If that was,
like you said, I would do that.
If that was a
period,
part
stop.
Of my fandom, I'll do it. Nets win the East, I'll do it. Not even a championship.
Why don't you just do it tomorrow?
Why would I? For what?
Just to see how it feels.
No.
See if you like it.
There needs to be a reason. Bill fans do it to rally their team. Why am I doing it?
To rally your team.
What team am I rallying?
The Carton and Roberts team.
Oh, so now I'm just doing it for the show?
Yeah.
I need more of a reason.
You stand up right here. I'll put the table right over there. Pa-ping.
Dude, I'm a big fan of jumping through the table. I'm a fan of the WWE. I've seen it. I like it. I saw the videos the other day, and I was jealous. But there needs to be a moment in sports that I'm doing it for. So you tell me what that moment is. Maybe it is.
What if it's for the miraculous curing hands of the Nets orthopedic surgeon?
So I'm doing it to cure Kevin Durant's knee
injury? Yeah. Would you do it for that?
I got to think about that one. That may make sense.
We must have a folding table here somewhere, right? Oh, I'd love to see you get up on a ladder.
Yeah, I would do it.
How high would you be willing to do it?
It depends what
8-foot ladder?
See, right now my motivation isn't high. I need there to... It's like the milk bath with the Islanders. I need there to be something big, something epic, something juicy. Yeah. And right now in our sports world, it's not there. So game 7 of a playoff series this year for Brooklyn, I know you're not a Net fan, but you weren't an Islander fan. Would I do it? Yeah, I would basically do anything when we get to that point.
All right, well, let's just keep that in mind, guys, that Evan Roberts is willing to jump off an 8-foot ladder onto a folding table to support his team.
Light it on fire. I'll even consider that.
Oh, this is getting good. Light it. Put that down. Light it on fire.
I said I'd consider that.
Would you,
that one probably won't happen.
Would you do a full funnel and then jump into
that,
a fiery table?
What does that even
table?
Mean, a big funnel?
So you know what a funnel is, yes or no?
Not really.
So a funnel,
unless you describe
is
it
a funnel is like a tube connected to a thing.
Funnel.
A funnel, but he doesn't know what a funnel is.
You know what a funnel is.
Like, you know when you pour gas in a gas tank, you put that
funnel
on top?
I know what a
funnel
is, but what does that have to do with
it? So listen, so you
by funneling booze in or something?
Yes. You get them 8 feet high.
Right.
We bring you a funnel of your favorite beverage. Ask your wife what it is. We pour it into the funnel. You chug it.
Right.
We light the table on fire. You jump on the table, Hulk Hogan style.
Listen.
Let's rock.
I know this
funnel
doesn't.
Some rum chata. That'd be delicious.
I know this doesn't. Appeal to you because of your fandom reasons. Yeah, before a big net playoff game, sure.
You'll do that. All right, guys, write that down. We'll wait a couple months for that day to happen. And then here we go.
You know how I feel during the playoffs. I get desperate. I get vulnerable. I get really, really scared. You saw me before Game 7. I was freaking out. I couldn't even sit in my seat.
By the way, it looks like Mike Tyson's going to fight Jake Paul.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be a quote-unquote exhibition, but it appears that they've agreed on a $40 million fight.
That's going to be the highest grossing fight ever.
I don't know about that. You know, Mike Tyson fought Roy Jones. It wasn't that great.
Yeah, but this
Mike
is
Mike Tyson against Jake Paul, I mean, it should be thunder.
It's two worlds colliding. It's a boxing legend plus a new age, people are paying to watch this guy box legend in a way.
And if you want to see, if anyone should knock him out, it should be the best boxer since Ali. That'd be good.
I think I'd pay to see it.
You $70?
Yeah.
What's your limit?
I think I may.
You drop 70 bones on that?
I think if it's the right night and there's nothing else on and they do the hype right, I think I would. I'm a sucker. Sometimes I can be a sucker. Sometimes. Not always. Sometimes.
It is also being reported right now. I don't. Let me see. Let me just make sure this is a legitimate new report. You're not going to like it.
Sound at all report?
This is January 17th, 2022.
Today's January 17th, 2022.
James Harden is open to relocating to another NBA team when his contract in Brooklyn is over.
That's not a lead story. I'm not worried.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm not worried.
Do you hear that sound?
What?
You hear it? You got to really
listen. The big three popping because they barely played together? Being open to relocating doesn't mean it. And you know what? I'm more concerned about this year. Durant's out 4 to 6 weeks. Kyrie can't play at home. At most, the big three may play 8 or 10 games together during the regular season. So I'm going to go into another postseason with these guys barely having played together.
Even Terry Collins thinks it's funny.
Where's he going?
Put the way Philly. I've been telling you that for a year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Every Wednesday, we bring on another well-known wife or girlfriend of an athlete, right? So that's become the norm. If you go to any outlet now, it's about what is, Matthew Stafford's wife doing? What did Josh Allen's girlfriend do after the game? What did the fiance of Patrick Mahomes do, right? So I don't know if you saw this or not, but you know, one of the most famous of all the WAGs is Camille Kostick. She's a Playboy, she's a Sports Illustrated model, and she's the girlfriend of Gronk. So she put out, they all put out videos. Everyone puts out a video, right? So she's out there putting out video of dancing throughout the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win. Nobody says boo about it. Everybody loves it. Everyone loves it.
Does Gronk love it?
Of course, Gronk loves it.
Yeah.
Like when Josh Allen's girlfriend, his name escapes me right now, puts out the video of her dressed all in like Bill's white. It's like a whiteout for her. Everybody loves it. Ooh, look how hot she is. Ooh, she's so hot. Ooh. We put a girl on. What are you guys doing? I can't believe you're doing that. Crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like there's not a day in the paper. If I go to the New York Post.
Oh, that's all the Post does.
Yeah, I guarantee you right now. I'll guarantee you right now that there is a story in the either on the sports section or just on the front page about some WAG doing this or doing that.
Yes.
There is no doubt
about
it.
That's a go-to for the New York Post. You kidding me?
Yeah, that's like all they got. That and refreshing Stephen A. Smith videos. That's about all they got. Ah, care for what you wish for. Foodie binge 32 sushi rolls, rushed to the hospital from the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Be careful next time, Craig. That could be
yeah.
you.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Why is that me?
That's right up your alley. Yeah,
front page of the NY Post. College sweethearts get to know Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford's wife. We're in New York. Why does the New York sports fan want to read a story about Matthew Stafford's hot wife who had brain surgery? Why do we need that? Right? I can't believe you guys had a wag on your show.
She's become very popular, Matthew Stafford's wife. Well, I don't remember hearing that much about her 5 years ago.
Because she's trolling fans, I think. I think that's why, right? She was like, don't sell your tickets to the other fan.
Well, and also because she was
Don't throw bagels at me.
Yeah, didn't she throw popcorn at a fan or something like that? Isn't that what happened?
Something. Here's Patrick in Middletown. Patrick, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, Craig. How are you, man?
Doing great. What's up?
Couple of things. One, Carl Banks is a hell of a better player than Beckham ever was, and he left the Giants.
Banks is a... You're going back to 1988?
Well, and also, that's completely different because Carl Banks won with the Giants, had the most of his success with the New York Giants, and when he went to Cleveland and Washington, it was like the last 2-3 years of his career.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, you lose.
And on the Beckham, more on Beckham. I'm totally against him. I hope he drops a touchdown pass like he did in Green Bay for the Giants. Two, if you look at Beckham, Manningham, Steve Smith, any wide receiver, Hakeem Nicks, who left the Giants, did nothing after that. And that's because number 10 wasn't throwing him the ball.
I couldn't disagree with you anymore. I mean, he's
right about what he said.
He's been great in L.A. Great, not good.
No. But Patrick made a point that is very difficult to argue with because he's right. These receivers that have left the Giants have not been as successful away as they were here, and that includes Odell Beckham Jr. Now, he's played well with the Rams. I acknowledge that, but his best success was with the New York Giants.
I don't disagree with that.
And how could you?
He hurt his knee right away in Cleveland also. So
now we're talking about injuries?
Well, you have to, don't you? He didn't play.
But that's a part
You're
of
about
it.
A torn ACL he started on a getting, wide receiver.
He started getting hurt with the Giants. He missed a big chunk of the 17 season. Point is, Odell Beckham
you
Jr.
You guys have a Jones for this guy because you're bitter that he left.
No. The facts are the facts. He caught 90 balls a year at 1,200 to 1,300 yards a year with the New York Giants.
Yeah, and you hate him.
How many times has he done that since he's left?
Let me stop the
Answer
train for a second.
The question.
No, that's not the question.
Because the answer is zero.
No, but that's not the question. He's the best wide receiver the franchise has ever had.
And what's he done since?
And you guys hate him.
And
why?
What's he done since?
I don't care what he did since. Why do you hate him?
It's relevant to this.
No, it's not.
You can't argue it was a mistake to get rid of him if he's done nothing since.
Why do you hate him? He's the best player you've ever had. Why do you hate him?
Because he peed like a dog in the end zone.
Oh, all of a sudden. Yeah, okay. Lawrence Taylor had sex with an underage hooker. Do you hate him?
Yeah, that's different, Craig.
Oh, that's different because we love Lawrence Taylor. Right? So forget it. I'm not saying anything you're saying after you left here is not accurate. But none of you can answer the question as to why you hate him.
Well, yeah, but you missed.
You're rooting against him. Why?
No.
Because he was so good.
The first thing Patrick
Fascinine.
Said. The first thing Patrick said was the fact, which was Odell hasn't been as good.
But I'm not asking that question. I'm not debating that.
I know, because you can't argue that.
I'm not trying to.
No, but that's the point of it. Wasn't a mistake to get rid of him.
You guys are trying to deflect what I'm asking. He's the greatest wide receiver you ever had, and yet you despise him. Why? You can't answer that.
Well, I don't despise him, so I
can't
answer that question.
You know why? Because you're all stupid.
Come on.
That's why.
All we're saying
is... We're better off without him.
At 20...
Oh, okay.
What's he done since? You can't continue to say that stuff.
He got hurt.
No, he hasn't been effective.
I want to know why you hate him.
I don't hate him.
Okay,
and by the way, those injuries started before he was traded.
Why do you hate him?
Well,
you're not a Giant fan, nor do you hate
him. No, but you're arguing different things because you mentioned...
By the way, I never brought up... You guys brought up a side of an argument
I never brought up. That was the whole point at the beginning, was that he's...
I said the guy's the greatest receiver you ever had, and I root for him to do well because all you knuckleheads hate him. I just want to know why. Big Mac, you're a Giant fan.
I am.
Why do you hate him?
Unfortunately for this argument, I'm with you. I think Giant fans who hate him are stupid.
So you're not all stupid?
No.
All right. So you're the outlier.
I think it's hard to argue that moving him was the right move, but because I think it was, but I have
I'm just trying to figure out why Giant
fans talent they've ever had.
Are rooting against Odell Beckham. They traded him. Okay? He's been a busted
Cleveland
for sure.
Why would you root for someone who's no longer on your team who didn't win for you to win elsewhere?
Well,
most fans wouldn't do that.
What?
most fans wouldn't root for a
now,
guy to win
elsewhere.
There's a dislike
of this guy.
No, there is. And I think our last caller brought up one of the reasons, which I don't understand, which is they were bothered by some of the antics that occurred.
Come on,
that's
a joke.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, it's stupid. Because you're stupid. That's all it is. Just, every now and then, just admit that you're stupid. It's okay. I love stupid. Every now and then, I'm stupid with something I think about in sports because it's usually an emotional feeling about something that makes you say or do stupid things. But to root against Odell Beckham got traded. And you could say it was a good trade because his career in Cleveland was clearly inferior to what
he
did here.
There you go. You've come around.
But not. Finally. But I never argued that.
Yeah, early on you did.
That was never my argument.
You realize you lost it, so
no,
you moved it to a different place.
I want to be clear. That was never my argument.
Okay.
You guys brought that up because you're all stupid.
No, we brought it up because it wasn't a mistake to move him considering he
greatest
hasn't been.
Greatest wide receiver you ever had. You didn't know. You, by the way, you didn't know in the moment he was going to tear his ACL in Cleveland. You couldn't have.
Well, it's not about tearing his ACL, and the reason you'd be concerned about his injury history is because he started getting hurt the last 2 years with the New York Giants. He barely played in 17, and he missed a chunk of time in 18. So, yes, injuries were a part of the reason that maybe you decided to move on from him, knowing over those 2 years he had a tough time staying healthy.
Stupid.
It's just, who's stupid?
It's just fans being stupid.
No, they're not.
Every day I come to work, I think today's going to be the day where fan bases aren't stupid.
Should you...
And every day I go home saying, well, that wasn't the day today.
Should the New York Giant fans root for Odell Beckham Jr.? Flip it the other way. Because I get your point. Why do you hate him?
Not, you can't always work an argument that way.
Well, I'm not arguing. I'm asking a question.
When you answer my question, I don't hate Odell, so I can't answer it.
So moving on.
No,
why should Giant fans root for Odell Beckham Jr.?
Because he was yours.
Yeah, but who
and it points out how incompetent the Giants organization has been.
That was one of the best decisions they made.
I hope he has three touchdowns tonight for 180 yards and does the Michael Jackson moonwalk in the end zone.
You could argue Dave Gettleman's best move was trading Odell Beckham Jr.
Shows you why he's out. He's a moron also.
It wasn't his best move.
Yeah.
Now, what he did with the picks, that's a different story. That's a little bit different. Slightly.
Since joining the Rams, what did he play, 8 games with the Rams? I can't see that. Is that 6 games or 8 games?
8 games.
8 games, 300 yards, 5 touchdowns. So he has 5 touchdowns. How many touchdowns did your wide receivers have combined?
Yeah, how many touchdowns would he have had if he was on the Giants?
Very good question.
Probably zero.
Probably 12 or 13.
I know he would.
Because he's that good. Because Daniel Jones could have thrown the ball up. He actually would have made the catch.
The only time Odell ever. Allowed.
By the way, I'll give you this real simple since you brought it up.
Yep.
Final game of the year. Pass to Galladay. Is Odell making that catch or not?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
No, because
what I can
answer
is the only time Odell ever had 12 or 13 touchdowns in a year was his first 2 years of his career, in which he was brilliant.
Yeah.
Like Odell Beckham Jr. over the first 3 years of his career was awesome. No one could argue that.
He's one of those guys that's just misunderstood. I know exactly what it's like. I've had that in my career as well. And then when I'm gone, you're like,
when did you become an Odell stan?
I've always been an Odell guy.
You like that? When did you become an Odell stan?
I've been an Odell stan since he made the catch against the Cowboys. Not before. But certainly
that was
night.
The moment where everything turned for
I
you?
I think that was the moment for everybody. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. I love that guy. Yeah. That's my guy.
I love that guy.
I love that guy. That's my guy. You cannot talk me off that guy.
In defense of Craig, he has a picture in his office
of
Odell Beckham Jr.
Because it's very rare when you get your hands on a guy who's touched by the hand of God, Evan.
Oh, don't use that line.
Even
on
though
him.
The Giants think they do it every draft,
yeah.
Clearly they
you know,
don't.
Bro, I will tell you this. At the time, I agreed with you. Like, at the time, it was tough to trade a talent like Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
But sometimes history will tell you if you were right or wrong.
We'll
and, like, when
tonight.
You regret all the decisions that the Giants have made, because they made a lot of bad ones over the years, drafting Saquon's probably number one. Letting Eli Manning, a point you've brought up for a while, letting Eli Manning continue to be the quarterback, maybe one of those big mistakes. Trading Odell was not one of them.
Well, let's see what happens tonight.
Tonight is irrelevant.
Story hasn't been totally written yet. Book's still open. The author is still...
I don't know, bro. I think the story...
Putting pen to paper.
I think the story's done.
So if he has 150 yards and 3 touchdowns tonight, what do you say?
Great
move getting rid of that guy.
No, I think that 3 years later, it's fair to say the Giants made the right decision.
Yeah, because the Giants have never held on to a guy for 3 years hoping he became something great
again.
What
would have happened if they didn't trade Odell Beckham? Ever think about that?
What would have happened if they didn't trade Odell Beckham?
Yeah, so 2019, yeah. Odell Beckham Jr. is still on the Giants.
They have a young quarterback in Daniel Jones. I have an answer.
Yeah.
You ready for the answer?
Yes.
They would have made the playoffs last year.
Come on.
How about that?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, that's right. Because every ball that Evan Engram dropped that you guys complain about, the one in Philadelphia,
how many games?
You have 7 wins. You're in the playoffs.
How many games did Odell Beckham Jr. play last year?
Bang. You asked the question, you got an answer.
No, I'm asking you. How many games did Odell even play last year?
Well, he wouldn't have torn his ACL.
Come on!
Well, let's play. You want to play fantasy? I'll play fantasy.
It's not fantasy.
I'll play fantasy all day and night. I like fantasy.
Depends on the fantasy.
That's right. I may have my wife dress up like Odell Beckham tonight. Just change up a bit. Maybe I'll dress up like Odell Beckham tonight. Change up for her.
What would she think of that?
Well, she'd probably like it. Here's Mike in Medford. Hey, Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys, I just wanted to weigh in a little bit on, I think it's more of a selfish, he's such a selfish player to the sport, and being, and not a, like a Larry Fitzgerald, just tuck it and play.
But
and
why is that?
I think that's where.
But why do you have to compare him to a guy clearly we all agree with? Larry Fitzgerald was a selfish dude.
The guy had potential to be a Hall of Famer, and he got in his own way.
Oh, that's a better answer. I don't like comparing him to one singular guy.
Well,
who
would name any Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but
Hall
you have fallen in love with other guys who were selfish, too. But this guy, for some reason, rankles you the wrong way. That's what I'm interested in.
Who is selfish?
It does, because he had the guy is great. He's a physical. He's like you just said a few moments ago. The guy is the God-given talent, and he didn't pounce on it. And he just had too much to say and too much of an opinion.
So let me ask you this. Let's say he has like one of those crazy games tonight that we know he's capable of having, right?
Right, of course.
Is that for you as a Giant fan, Mike? At all? I'm not suggesting it has to be. I'm just wondering. Does that rub any salt in the wound for you or no?
It doesn't rub salt. I'm more disappointed. He's not here anymore, and because of his selfishness and his mouth running and not being committed to his job, like I am committed to my job outside of football.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I think one thing about Odell Beckham that no one can accuse him of is being lazy. The guy is a gym rat. I mean, well-documented gym rat. So let's take that point off the table. But do you think, Evan, that a Giant fan who recognizes, listen, the guy was just out of this world talent-wise.
Everybody recognizes that.
Do you think at all that a Giant fan, if he had a breakout game tonight in which he's the reason they win.
No.
No one's like, gosh darn it, we never should have gotten rid of that guy?
No. No.
Disagree.
I think it's over.
Not just to disagree, I disagree.
No, I think it's over.
I think it rubs it in a little bit.
Look, I don't think you're sitting there rooting for him. But I don't think that you're ever going to look back at that decision to move him and say, wow, that was a mistake.
Don't you think it makes you hate Gettleman even more?
No, because that was one of the things he got right. I'm serious, man. Like, the decisions on what he did with those draft picks, that's fair game. But the decision to move on from Odell 3 years later.
Who did he get for those draft picks? Who did Odell Beckham turn into?
He drafted Dexter Lawrence.
Offside.
He drafted DeAndre Baker. I think they traded up, but they used one of the picks to draft DeAndre Baker.
I'll count that.
Baker, Lawrence, and who else in that draft?
They got
Jabril Peppers in the trade.
Right. That was right.
So he's a good player for them for 2 years.
He's
this year,
okay.
He's missed the whole year.
And by the way, Dexter Lawrence is a fine player. Is that the kind of player you're drafting with a premium first-round pick? And obviously, Baker was a disaster.
Yeah.
The Giants are in no better place if they don't make that trade.
And before we start patting the back, Gettleman's back for that trade, he also gave him the contract. That made it almost a necessity to trade him.
You okay?
Yeah, necessity came up.
You all right?
Necessity.
You were trying to go necessary or necessity.
I think I got caught in between. I wasn't sure which variation of necessary I was.
Here's the reality, and I think you'll agree with me on this. If you take any of Odell's first 3 years with the Giants, in which he was awesome, he will never match those seasons ever again. Ever. He will never match the statistical brilliance of either 14, 15, or 16. You take your pick. And the reality is, in 2016, here's how good Odell was, because he does deserve compliments. The New York Giants won 11 games that year on the back of their defense. Their offense did one thing right. Throw a slant to Odell and have him take it to the house.
Right.
That was it. So I acknowledge that in those first 3 years, he was awesome. It's why I didn't want to trade him at the time. But there's no way now as a 30-year-old, I think he's 30 now, right, or 29, wherever he's at, he is never going to match what we saw in those first 3 years. It's not going to happen.
Give me the numbers on him real quick.
Of his first 3 years?
Yeah.
Year one as a rookie in 12 games, 91 catches, 1,300 yards, 12 touchdowns.
Got number two?
96 catches, 1,450 yards, 13 touchdowns. 2016, 101 catches, 1,367, 10 touchdowns. The most touchdowns he's ever had in a season since then, I just said 12, 13, and 10, is 6. The most receptions he's ever had in a year since then is 77 in his final year with the Giants. If you look at what he did in Cleveland,
he'll have 90 and 10 again in his career.
90?
He'll have 90 catches. 90 and 1,000?
Oh, no, 90 and 10 touchdowns?
90 and 10.
I'm writing this down. No way.
Write it down. That's a lock. He'll have 90 catches and 10 touchdowns again in his
career. That'd be a great turnaround for him if he pulls that off. No shot.
And then you can all go, wah. Remember, if he's on the Giants last year, they're in the playoffs. Here's Don Red Bank. Donnie, what's going on, buddy?
Craig, you are so entertaining. I love you. But the fact that you could try to make an argument and not want to deal with facts and call fans stupid is infuriating. Okay. I give you three reasons right off the top of my head that Giants fans don't like Odell. And that last caller brought it up.
What was it?
There is no more selfish wide receiver in the NFL than Odell Beckham. You talked about his great catch in Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, within 48 hours, he had the picture of that catch out for sale for $70 a piece.
I don't know that to be factual,
two,
but so what?
You don't want to listen to Evan talk about how bad he was after he left and how bad he was the last 2 years he was with the Giants and infuriated him? And then you don't even want to talk about the terrific interview he had where he talked so well about the Giants and his teammates.
Yeah.
How every fan could not adore him after that.
It's funny that...
Right. It's probably one of the better moves Gettleman made. So if you don't want to deal with those things as facts or pretend that they don't happen, that's great, but those are realities.
What was... Just give me... Evan, give me his last year as a Giant. What were his numbers again? I think you just said it there.
77 catches, 1,052 yards, 6 touchdowns.
Oh, he sucks.
What are you doing in Cleveland?
Let me. We're not talking about Cleveland.
We're talking about trading him or not. Craig, we're talking about trading him or not.
Everyone's got to stop. Don just said his last year with the Giants was an unmitigated disaster. Don, you just said his last year with the Giants sucked. So give me those numbers again, Evan, please.
77, 1,052, 6 touchdowns.
So do me a favor.
In 12 games, by the way.
In 12 games. So wake me the next time a Giant wide receiver comes close to those numbers, and I'll consider my position. That's what he said. His defense of why he hated him was Odell's last year as a Giant. How many catches did he have in 12 games?
77. Yeah, but what's your point?
How many yards in 12 games?
1,052.
And 6 touchdowns,
But what's your point?
My point is the guy's stupid, I said he was.
Look, I'm not going to do... The one thing I'm not going to do, which sucks, because I think 80% of what that guy said was great. Caller of the day.
Said the last game, season sucked.
I can't defend disliking him. Because I don't dislike him, whether you believe it or not. What I can defend was the decision to move on from him. I can, because it turned out to be right. So my question to you is, you're right. His last year wasn't an unmitigated disaster in terms of a statistical standpoint.
Well, in terms of every standpoint.
No, the interview he did on ESPN Sunday Countdown with who was the rapper who was sitting next to him? Someone's got to know.
No, Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
my man.
In which he's bashing Eli Manning was bad. It was bad. He shouldn't have done
it. Because Eli Manning was such a good regular season quarterback. Yeah. Okay.
It's still not a good idea to rip your quarterback. It's not even a debate about Eli. It's a debate of, is it a good idea, which I think you'd agree with, to go on ESPN?
Not a good idea.
Okay, that's my point.
Doesn't change his performance, though.
It doesn't change the fact that it was a good decision to trade.
Here's what's funny to me.
What?
I've asked the question for the last 40 minutes, and I know the answer to it. But no one has said it.
What's the question?
That fascinates
me. Well, hold on. Let's work backwards.
Why Giant fans hate Odell Beckham.
Why do you think Giant fans hate Odell?
No, it's not why I think. It's I know.
Okay, why do you know?
And I want to be clear. There's no wiggle room. There's no debate. There's one reason and one reason only.
Go.
Why you morons. Now, let me take that back.
You got to call us names.
Why you lovely people names? Who are moronic in this particular instance. I hate Odell Beckham.
What's the answer? I'm actually fascinated to hear. Why?
Mr. Know-it-all over here to my right with the stats and the facts and the Cleveland Browns the and this and that and all the other garbage I've heard the last 40
minutes. Don't hate me for facts.
I can't believe you haven't brought it up either. Shame on you.
For what?
You guys hate him because of the boat party. That's why you hate him.
I think that's a part of it.
You hate him because he got on a boat with his Timberlands and half the other Giants secondary members and Justin Bieber.
That's a part
of it. And posed shirtless and then had a terrible game in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Period. Stop.
Well, one caller mentioned earlier the drop in Green Bay.
Now, that's why you hate him.
I think that's a part of it.
Just be honest about
it. No, but you also have to be honest about this. And I don't agree with this. I want to make that clear. A lot of Giant fans at the time, you were here on this radio station, I think.
Yeah.
They hated the antics. They hated the goalpost stuff.
To the thing and that
so you have to admit, while I don't agree with that, while I don't even think Big Mac agrees with that, there are a legion of Giant fans, especially today when we're broadcasting on 660. There are a lot of Giant fans who feel that way. You okay over there?
I disagree. I think that became after the fact. Oh, he's such a lunatic.
No, it happened at the time, dude.
Yeah, you people hated him because of the boat party. I know what it is. Just admit it. Let's just be, you could have saved me half hour of my life talking about Odell
Why
Beckham.
Why did you just say it?
Because I wanted to see if Giant fans would be honest.
It's a part of it.
And
yeah.
Here's what I learned today. You're a bunch of dishonest fans.
Stop.
It's all right. And by the way, you have every reason to dislike the boat party because of what it stood for, the image of it, and then the performance in Green Bay. But none of you can bring yourselves to admit it. None of you. It's embarrassing.
Great trade. Oh, there's a cancer in the locker room.
No. It was the boat party.
Would you now agree?
Because that's why I kept asking you about his last season. Oh, he went out of here a bum. No, he didn't.
Well, that wasn't his last season. His last season wasn't the boat party.
No, I know, but I'm saying when they finally got rid of him, people look back and go, oh, he left here a shell of what he was. Great. No, he didn't. He left here their best player.
Yeah, but hold on a second.
The boat party killed him.
His last year here was not nearly as good as his first, second, or third season here.
I know that. It's still better than anyone else has ever had.
But do you think if he was here in these circumstances, how do you think it would have worked out? Like, let's just say they didn't make that trade. With a young quarterback in Daniel Jones.
Yeah, it would have been his best friend.
Oh, come on.
He would have been Daniel Jones' security blanket.
You're delusional.
He might have had 120 catches.
You're delusional.
Daniel Jones would have looked at him because you know why? Odell would have gotten to him right after he got drafted. I'm your guy. All you got to do is throw the ball to me every down. And you know what? He would have been stupid not to. Because Galladay's had so many catches.
Would you now admit,
Sterling Shepard stays on the field a lot.
He's accountable. After a nice, healthy discussion, that the New York Giants made the right decision in trading Odell Beckham Jr. after the 17th season?
I do not agree with that. Sorry.
You wouldn't admit that?
No, I do not admit
You still can't come clean about
if
that?
You can't handle
after
greatness.
After the 18th season, I apologize.
If you can't handle greatness, you shouldn't be in the business. Greatness comes with extra work.
So you think it was a mistake, even looking at what we know now?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. You know what? I can't change his view, fellas. Everyone listening, ladies, gentlemen, I tried. I tried to give him facts. I tried to give him reason. I can't change his mind.
I take it as a win.
I apologize. I let the audience down. I'm sorry.
I get a W on that, which is why Dave in New Haven is with me 100%. Yo, Big Dave, what's up?
Yo, what's up? Carton.
What's going
Evan,
on?
Evan, you're delusional, bro.
There you go.
That trade that Gallimore made was probably the worst thing he ever did.
No.
Right? Beckham, it could have been all-world, like Hall of Fame receiver.
Why do you think staying here would have changed that?
Huh?
Why do you think staying here would have changed that when he went to Cleveland, a pretty good situation, and that didn't happen?
Because Baker Mayfield is trash. They traded him to the Rams. The Cleveland Browns went in the dump. They never threw him the ball in Cleveland.
What's the Giants situation, though? Like, if they kept him...
He played 8 games at the Rams and got 5 touchdowns.
He's been very good with the Rams, but again, what do you think would have happened here with the Giants? With a rookie quarterback? With a leaking offensive line? Like, what do you think would have happened? If you think the Browns situation's bad and you think Baker Mayfield's awful, remember, Craig loves Baker Mayfield. You want him to come to the New York Giants.
Yeah, he hated Odell to his own demerit. If he liked Odell Beckham, they would have made the playoffs.
Look,
did I ever tell you my Odell Beckham gambling story?
No.
I never told you that?
If you did, I forgot.
So I was in the Dominican once playing blackjack at like... 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, Evan?
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Do me a favor.
What?
Just do me a freaking favor.
What?
Okay?
Yeah.
Shut the Nets game off the TV we have behind us.
I'm not watching the Nets game.
Well, then shut it off.
I'm not even watching it. It's not even on.
No, because it's...
That's SNY. I'm watching us. We're on TV. I'm watching us.
Oh, really?
Now.
Are
yeah.
you sure about that?
100%.
Okay.
The TV's on SNY.
You see back. The channel.
Look at us. Can I answer?
All right, good. Because I want to have the game on set up for me. I don't want you to watch it.
So I come out of this private room at like, I don't know, maybe 4:30 in the morning.
Right.
Right? And there's a club in this particular casino that lets out, I guess at 4 a.m. is when it lets out.
Right.
So I come out at like 4:30. I'm done playing. I'm playing cards.
Right.
And you figure you're going to kind of like quietly, secretly, you have to stop. You have to turn it
stop
off.
Stop what?
Turn it off.
I'm listening
turn
to your
off.
Story.
No, you're not. You're
I have no idea what you're talking
turn
about.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Put the face
I got
down.
A text from my wife. It has nothing to do
no,
with the Nets.
Turn it down. Put that iPad down.
All right. Go ahead.
All right.
So you come out of this room.
Yeah.
At, what did you say, 4
See,
in the morning?
You don't even know what time it is.
It was 4 in the morning.
4:30 in the morning.
I nailed the time.
The club is let out. There's a whole bunch of people. And all of a sudden, here, hey, Carton. Like, come on, it's impossible. I'm in the Dominican Republic. This is impossible. And there's like 3 or 4 meathead, like Jersey body lifters who were standing on guard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is weird. Like, a bunch, there's a lot of like, girls and stuff in the lobby and whatnot. And these guys have no interest, nor do I. I was just playing cards. And take a look, they go, yo, come over, say hi, what's up? Can't believe you're here, Cardinal. Love the show, yo, Boomer Cardinal, getting pregnant. All that stuff, right?
Right.
I'm like, all right, what's, can I go over? And sitting by himself, surrounded by 4 Jersey bodybuilders in like Ed Hardy t-shirts, is Odell Beckham. Yeah, of all the places to bump into Odell Beckham. Yo, Odell, it's Carton, Carton, it's Odell. You guys know each other.
So what'd you guys talk about?
Well, you know.
What do you mean? No, I don't know. What you guys talking you know. About?
You know. It was a small little brief thing.
He had no interest in you?
No, no. Actually, he had a lot of interest.
What'd he say?
Yeah. He was not a fan of Francesa's.
Well, that's not a surprise.
Yeah.
Mike had some shots.
I told him neither was I.
So you guys bonded?
Oh, yeah. We bonded over a dislike for Mike.
That's cute.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cute. So cute.
So this is why you defend Odell to this day?
No, I defend him because he's the best wide receiver the Giants have ever had in their roster. And what's interesting about it is that, you know, it's like when Spider-Man's uncle tells him, with great power comes great responsibility.
Right.
You know, there are, even amongst the greatest players on the planet, there are those who separate themselves as special. Those special players are not easy to coach. I'll be the first one to acknowledge that.
Right.
It takes extra work. They can and typically are, at some level, a pain in the ass. So I'm not suggesting he wasn't that. But to me, you never get rid of greatness. And they did.
I agreed with you at the time. No, what's funny is everything you said, like, in the moment, I agreed with you.
Yeah.
I just think time has proven that that decision to move on from him was correct.
Well, and time may now reprove that
No,
thought.
It can't. It's over. It's no. already been proven.
No, it can be reproven.
It can't be.
There's a reproven process.
Big Mac, if Odell Beckham Jr., forget what he does tonight,
yeah,
resigns with the Rams and has 5 Hall of Fame careers in a row. Okay? Legitimate
seasons,
Hall of
seasons,
Famer.
Seasons.
What did I say?
Careers.
I apologize.
No worries.
5 Hall of Fame seasons in a row. Would that make you relitigate the trade and say, eh, you know what? Maybe it was a bad decision?
No. How could it not?
I'm sorry, Big Mac, what was your answer?
No.
It can't. Okay. Not after
Well, he's captain
years.
Of the stupid parade. That's all.
I've said I liked him. I'm a fan of Beckham. I'll root for him tonight, but 3 years already happened.
So if a guy has 5 consecutive years of 100-plus catches, 1,000-plus yards, blah, blah, blah.
Too late.
You all look back with regret that you got rid of that talent?
No, because it wouldn't have been the whole contract. After 3 years, we would have moved on from him, cut him.
Don't complicate it.
Okay.
I wasn't even bringing that up. I just, too much time has gone by. Like, it's over. They made a decision. They didn't take advantage of the picks that they acquired, but they made the right decision.
877-337-6666.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.